Going green for the health of your finances on this episode of Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. Welcome to Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. I'm your purveyor of prosperity and host, Heather Wagenhals. And on this episode, I'm making success simple by going green for the health of your finances. You're probably saying, what does that make sense? I know I go green for the health of my body, but can going green really help your finances? Absolutely it can. And I'm going to share with you the reason, because the problems that we have with money usually have nothing to do with money. So what we're going to do in our Keys to Riches financial philosophy is do an organic assessment of your finances. And so that's the green connection, because we're going in to do an organic assessment today. Thank you so much for stopping by. If you're new to Unlock Your Wealth, I'm so grateful to have you. The Keys to Riches is a financial philosophy that teaches you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money. It also gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, eliminate debt, save and invest, all while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And we do this one key at a time, one week at a time, here at the Unlock Your Wealth Today show. And this is our second key. It's called Take Action, Make Assessment. Now, last week's key dealt with acceptance and affirmation. That was about getting started. And the only way to get started is to realize that you have challenges. And so now that we're out of denial and we're dealing with our finances, right now we don't want to focus on them entirely, because the Keys to Riches financial philosophy and what we do here at the Unlock Your Wealth Today show is a biology-based approach to success. We want to make sure that we're looking at the right measurements in order to determine how we proceed with our finances. So over the next few keys, we're going to do some learning about finances. But while that's going on, we need to assess the mess, as it may be. And it's okay, you know, realize that I made mistakes. That's part of my learning curve here. And my pursuit of how do I overcome these issues is why we're here today. And this Keys to Riches is your step-by-step tool to getting your money mind right, so your wealth and happiness will follow. And we're going to do that by this organic assessment. So I have to be very careful. This is always a tough key for me, because everybody's like, but why, but why, but why? People always need a big reason to do something. And if I gave you the entire reason, then you're going to be like, okay, it's going to mess up the whole point of what we're doing. So the reason why this is an organic assessment is because of the way we have to look at your financial picture holistically, as in everything. And yes, a lot of money managers and budget planners and financial counselors always have you gather all of your bank statements. And usually a lot of people live off of plastic, so it's a great way to determine what is happening money-wise with your finances. But we're looking for something different. And I'm only going to keep you in a suspense for a few weeks, because when we get to our seventh key, which is break the budget, then you're going to learn all about why this key is so important and why an organic assessment is the most effective measuring tool to actually make lasting change when it comes to managing your money better. So what we have to do is do this organic assessment. And it's because what you focus on expands. So if you're not good at managing money, and all of a sudden you start focusing on your finances where maybe you hadn't been before, now your behaviors are going to be different because you're in a different mindset. But what happens when you fall out of that mindset? Because it's that precise mindset and the choices that you've made that brought you to where you are today. We're not passing judgment. We want to avoid judgment and simply evaluate. We're looking for information that tells us about our decisions, and not that they're good or bad, but rather that they're effective or ineffective. And we have to keep the mind away from the negativity, because we don't want to excite certain parts of our brain, which will ultimately affect our behavior, but only temporarily. And I'll give you a great example of this. Think about, oh, maybe you've wanted to lose a few pounds, right? And you do what you do, but then you go on a diet. And there's that word, diet, right? So we think of diets and budgets the same way. It's something we go on to and off of. And what we're here to do is fundamentally change your approach to money so you can have more of it and be able to use it more effectively. When we go on a diet, all of a sudden we're paying attention to everything. We're writing things down, we're tracking calories, we're measuring stuff, right? And then what happens when you hit that goal weight? Oh, we go off the diet. The same thing happens when we start watching our finances without the approach that we have here, without the money mind part of it. And we want to get your money mind right so your wealth and happiness will follow. Because without that skill set of having a money mind, if you aren't managing the little money right, and all of a sudden you make it big, you won't manage the big money right. And you may have heard of this colloquialism, you know, more money, more problems, no thanks. It's not more money, more problems. It's more money, different problems. And the different problems, I would say, are much better to have, because you're in a higher tax bracket, so you have to work even harder. So that's kind of a negative type of incentive to build wealth, because now you're going to pay more in taxes. However, if you work past through that one threshold where it's tight and keep earning and keep investing, then you get over that hump. Now you're going to have even more money, and likely you'll be more fulfilled because you'll be able to do more things. Remember, we take the stigma out of money by changing up what we call it. And instead of thinking of money in terms of dollars, and a dollar is one unit of measurement, we think of it as a unit of choice. So that way, it takes that stigma of, oh, I don't want to be perceived as greedy, or I'm not a greedy person, or I don't want to be selfish, or whatever your issues are about money. And we're going to work through those in the next 12 weeks, because that's what we do with the Keys to Riches Financial Philosophy. We address all of the challenges that you have along the way. So as we talk about this money mind and what we have to do to get it right, it's critical that we don't get it in a budget mode, because we're going to break the budget, because budgets are bad, and you're going to figure out why when we get there. So that's why we have to do this organic assessment, because we're looking for something different. We're not looking for how much you spend. We're looking to track other things. And that's why it's critical that you follow the directions specifically, because we want your behavior to be consistent through this learning process over the next few keys, so we can assess your behavior as it is. Now, as we go through these keys, the result is going to be you're going to learn more about money, so you are going to become more aware of what you're doing. But we don't want it to be a place of hypervigilance, because that's like dieting. And because our behavior changes when we diet versus when we're not dieting, we need to find out what our finances are doing when we're not budgeting. Because everybody can budget. Everybody can, you know, toe the line for a while. But there's fundamental challenges with how that works. And the power that you're going to find when we learn about our money mind and how our brain functions and what we do here at the Unlock Your Wealth Today show to get ourselves around those obstacles, instead of trying to change our brain, we're going to work with the way the brain works. So let's get started with our assessment. So this week's key action item is that we are going to get a 9x12 envelope. If you have more than one family member, more than one income earner, more than one spender, you're probably going to need multiple manila envelopes in order to achieve this task. All you're going to do for the next 6 weeks until we get to our break the budget key is you are going to save receipts. That's it. You're not going to do anything else with them. Avoid calculating them, avoid entering them into some spreadsheet or personal finance program. We're just going to collect them from everywhere. If you happen to spend cash and no one issues you a receipt, you need to write yourself one on a little sticky note. If you give your kids money for the ice cream man, you're going to write that receipt out. If you give them an allowance and it's not documented, you need to create a receipt. Everything that you spend, vending machines at work, all of those quarters add up in addition to the calories that you're putting on your waistline. Just a little aside there. We're going to just gather everything because what we need to do is observe more than money because this is about getting our money mind right. We're looking for other things, and I can't let you know what those are because, again, like I said, it'll start the brain focusing on things and it's going to alter your behavior. And we don't want to alter your behavior until we know what we want to alter. And that's the key. So we have to understand where we are by looking at our finances organically in a holistic way. In addition, after paying your bills, you want to put all of your bank statements in there. You want to put all of your pay stubs. Anything that has to do with money in your life goes in this envelope and avoid doing anything with it. It's just something that you're collecting. Think of it maybe from a business person's perspective. Because you have to use that for taxes and accounting purposes. So just put it away because when you're a business person, you have somebody that's in an accounting department or you have an accountant outside of your company that manages that for you. So you just do what you do. And that's what we want to focus on. Do what you do, like you do it, like you've been doing it. Focus on that part of it, collecting receipts. And that's all you need to know, even though you want to know more. We'll find out more and it'll reveal itself by the time we get there because the inevitability is as we go through the next few keys, which teach us about different areas of money management, it's going to start making us more aware of what we're doing. So we want to try to capture what's going on before it gets here because it's not just about the money. The problems that people have with money have little to do with money and more to do with ineffective decision making. And we're going to look at that extensively in key seven, our break the budget key. So that's it. That's your homework for this week. Your key statement is I have to do an organic assessment in order for me to create a healthy savings and spending plan that's lasting. So our key action item is to find that 9x12 envelope and start stuffing receipts. Your key affirmation today is I am excellent at organically assessing my finances. I am excellent at organically assessing my finances. And that means that we are going to be stuffing our receipts. And that's it. So your homework today is to grab that 9x12 envelope and start stuffing receipts. That's your only focus from this week, but it's going to be a focus that you need to do for the next 6 weeks. So I'm great at stuffing receipts today. That's your good affirmation there. I'm great at stuffing receipts in my envelope today. Start empowering yourself to wealth. And that's what we're going to do as we work through this. So again, thank you so much for stopping by. I'm glad that you are learning the Keys to Riches financial philosophy and are a new member of our audience, and hopefully you will become a raving fan. So I would like to ask you to do this if you have enjoyed this broadcast. And specifically, if you're doing the Keys to Riches for the very first time, take and bookmark this if you are watching it on social media, and also share it to all of those that you know and wherever you can, your stories, your feed, repost, whatever it is. Be sure and do that, because a rising tide lifts all boats. And when you lift up others, so too you shall rise. And think about it this way. If Jim Rohn is right and you are an average of the top five people that you know, wouldn't it make sense to bring them along for the ride so you all grow your wealth together? Seems like a good idea to me. And for more great resources, tools, and the hottest interviews from some of the greatest minds in personal finance, investing, professional development, all you have to do is visit our website at unlockyourwealthtoday.com. Thank you again for stopping by. I'm Heather Wagenhals, and I'm making success simple for you. Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthToday.com is produced by Heather Wagenhals and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. Unlock Your Wealth Today and affiliate brands are copyrighted 2021 by Heather Wagenhals, all rights reserved. For more information about the Keys to Riches financial philosophy or this week's free strategy, please visit UnlockYourWealthToday.com.
No time to read the best-selling books for your business or industry? What if I told you you could enjoy the best and most meaningful parts of a book in about 12 minutes? Believe me, I'm Heather Wagenhals, and I'm making success simple by helping you learn on the go just like I do with text, audio, and video summaries from your favorite best-selling books, and do it on the fly in less than 12 minutes with Steve Cunningham, and read it for me. Join tens of thousands of leaders around the world, including yours truly, who use Read It For Me to learn the biggest ideas from the world's best leadership, sales, marketing, and personal development books in less than 12 minutes. All you have to do to begin reading best-selling books and enjoying your special rate for Unlock Your Wealth fans is visit unlockyourwealth.com/readitforme, or click on the link somewhere in this post. Learn on the go with text, audio, and video summaries from your favorite best-selling books, and do it on the fly in less than 12 minutes. Visit unlockyourwealth.com/readitforme and start your 12-minute reading journey now.